diamond earrings or a necklace from Diamonds by Drake at Girls Night Out. Tomorrow from 5 to 8 at Duke's Original Roadhouse in Addison on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
This Friday, we're going to be out at Autograph, Inc. and WrestleCon's Collector Show. That will be at the Arlington Convention Center. And we're going to be out there with a presentation this Friday from 3 until 7. Out there with us will be former Ranger greats such as Gaylord Perry, Fergie Jenkins, Frank Howard, former Oklahoma star Billy Sims.
What? Where is this?
It'll be Friday.
And former Dallas Texans great Lynn Dawson.
We need more of the Chiefs great.
I bet the copy point says Chiefs.
Well, no. The copy point here says Dallas Texans great.
Let me see.
I would think that'd be something that you kind of added in there because you being the big fan of the AFL.
Right. You would think that, but what does
it
say, Cobra?
Yeah, Dallas Texans.
I'll be darned. That's going to be good.
We're supposed to have on Frank Howard and Fergie Jenkins. I'll get Billy on, don't you worry. Billy, come on.
No, we will have no Oklahoma jerk-off session that day. There will also be great wrestling stars such as the She-Devil, Terry Runnels.
What?
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Tully Blanchard, to name a few.
Well, no Chief Wahoo McDaniel, no Thunderbolt Patterson. I'm not interested.
But you're interested in Frank Howard and Fergie Jenkins,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't mind squeezing in the great Lynn Dawson if we could.
How about Gaylord Perry?
Or him.
Remember how great he was when we played in the fantasy game?
Yeah.
Love to have him on.
So that's this Friday at the Arlington Convention Center. We'll be there with the presentation from 3 until 7. Time now to stop down for a little bit of...
For you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Now, we have been giving out wrong data on the Simon and Garfunkel show.
Yeah, that happens.
It does. We've been saying the date is August 8th. It is not. It is July 8th. It is a week from tomorrow night.
Yeah. Next Thursday.
At the AAC. And the time is drawing near for you to get tickets to that if you're going to get tickets to it. And Texas Tickets can hook you up with great seats. Also, Jessica Simpson at the Smirnoff, August 10th. Diana Krall at Bass Hall in Crazy Fort Worth on August 11th. And any and all Ranger home games as well. Texas Tickets has great seats to all of those things. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who kisses guys behind the skirt of charity. Here's Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
One thing before we get started.
Yes, Greg.
Your e-news yesterday was superb. It was very good. So keep it up.
Thank you. I'll try. Well, I'm very excited about this band whose record is coming out next month. And the label has sent an advanced copy of the record.
Are we allowed to play it on the air?
Yes, we are allowed to play it on the air. Certain songs are getting a lot of radio play across the country. Of course, this market would never play something like this because we have no avenue, no radio station that would actually play it.
So there's no station that will play this?
There's no station in our market that will play alternative music anymore. Unless it's...
What about that edge?
No. Are you kidding me? No. They would never touch this. At least I don't think they would.
I thought the adventure was just beginning.
With the edge?
Yeah.
Hey, as far as rock music goes, like modern rock music goes, this market is the worst in the entire country.
It's bad.
You guys know that, though. I won't tell you that.
It's just amazing. There are just two big voids. But they don't seem real concerned with filling.
What?
That's one, and classic country's the other.
Right.
I mean, here in North Texas.
I know.
One of the biggest country music markets in the country.
Aren't we known as the boot-scooting capital of the world?
I don't know about that, but if you want to label it that, you can. Just two voids, and they don't do it.
Well, this band, we're going to play the song before we announce who the band is. They are what I think is the most unique band in the United States. They
Looking
have a,
Glass?
You're not allowed to use your default anymore.
Paper Lace?
Pearl Jam?
Yes, Greg, Pearl Jam. They are getting rave reviews all across the country. Rock stars love them, critics love them, and if you've ever seen them live, you will walk away going, that's pretty much the coolest thing I've ever seen live. Their new album is called Together We're Heavy, and this song is called Hold Me Now.
Oh, man, this sucks.
Started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally arranged. Someone said with a cold, hard chest, you're a mess. He woke up at night. He thought he was twice. He was moving away.
Okay. Do anything for anyone?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
I love the Beatles.
It is kind of cool.
It's very cool.
I like the Flaming Lips and the Beatles.
That is the Polyphonic Spree. Dallas' own, the Polyphonic Spree. We should latch on to them. Matter of fact, their label sent me an email saying that they're... Well, there's 22 people in the band, mind you. This is a 22-piece.
We only have three mics in there.
But we are trying to get them to come up and play on our show, which...
That's a laugher.
Well, they offered it up to us.
It doesn't matter. They won't show up. We can't get anybody on.
We got the old 97s on.
Barely. They did it on the phone.
No, they didn't.
They played live on the phone?
Oh, we were out. Oh, yeah, we were out.
No, they were on the phone.
Yeah, they called up with their guitars.
Get it through
your head. Get it through your head. We can get nobody on this show. We're the highest rated show in our time slot, and nobody will.
I guarantee you we get the Polyphonic Spree up here. They offered it up. You know what I said? I emailed back and said, listen, I want to get Tim on, the lead singer. And they said, no. Let's get the whole band up there and they can play a song. I was like, are you serious?
How are we going to get 22 people set up in that room down there to play?
We'll probably get 15 of them in there.
We'll be lucky if we get one.
No, I'm telling
people
you.
They'll come on to the show.
They listen.
We're Anthrax.
They listen to the show. They like the show.
I just don't see how the logistics of this are going to work out.
It'll work. We already checked with Rob. He said it could work. We'll make it happen, man, to get Polyphonic Spree up here.
Well, they are getting a lot of airplay.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of exposure, not airplay.
Tons and tons.
Weren't they on Letterman? They were on Letterman or Leno.
Leno.
Mm-hmm.
Here very recently. Mm-hmm. They're in the UK right now. They come back on next Sunday.
Don't they all dress in, like, choir robes and all that?
Yeah, they all dress in robes. Mm-hmm. I really want you guys to go check them out next time they're in town. It's a really uplifting...
Well, what kind of music?
Mm-hmm. It's it's trippy 60s fun rock.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe it, Danny?
You know what they remind me of? They remind me of that old Coca-Cola commercial, Rhymes.
Is it Up With People for the Ox?
Like to Teach the World to Sing. You remember that old commercial?
Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
And I remember Up With People, too.
For some reason, that's what it reminds me of.
Man, their live shows, God, they're great.
Are all their songs as uplifting and joyous and positive as that one? They're all very happy.
Not all of them.
There's not any downer ballads on it.
Well, yeah, there are. Not downer.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, like play...
Prove it.
Play track 7, Psycho. Mm-hmm. This is Suitcase Calling. And by the way, some songs on this record are 1:39, some are 10:38.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Clemens will not win the 11th ride.
Sucks.
It's really weird stuff, which I love. So this goes on for a while, and it's real slow. Anyway, the album comes out July 7th or 9th.
Well, they're a local band. I wish them luck.
We'll play more on the release date, because we owe it to them.
I wish them luck. I wish they'd come up here, but they
won't. Great band. Great Dallas band. Support your local people.
Good folk, too.
The cover of People magazine has Britney Spears.
Very Knox City right there.
Good folk, Greg.
Britney Spears is on the cover of People and with her new fiancé, and it says engaged. They've only been dating a few months, bitch. But Kevin Federline and Britney Spears will be getting married. Do we really care anymore?
Yeah, why should anybody care?
I don't know.
You know, I was looking on page 6, and they're speculating that she's pregnant.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
And I was sitting there thinking, well, why am I reading this? Why do I care? And the answer was, I don't.
So you stopped reading it.
I got a big chuckle in Fahrenheit 9/11 when she was being interviewed by someone about Bush.
That's what you heard there?
I think we should just trust our president.
Yeah, he's totally cool.
There she is in her, like, stupid Madonna's 85
wig.
Yeah. She looked ridiculous.
And you thought that was funny, huh?
And then Roger Moore comes on and goes, right, Roger Moore.
I was going to let you slide on that.
Michael Moore comes on and goes,
shake and not stud, Brittany.
Brittany was right. It was real condescending. It was really funny. And I laughed out loud, as loud as I could. But she has hired celebrity wedding planner Yifat Oren.
Good to be with you.
Spears will have 200 guests.
Now, wasn't he responsible for the meatballs at yours?
No, that was Captain Doo-Doo.
It caused you such booty angst.
He catered Corby's reception.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, man. Uh-oh. Oh, dude.
Here we go.
I'm here, but
all
I'm
right.
Not
stop
man.
It. God almighty.
I'm sick.
Go mic off.
I've got a 24-hour flu or some such. And I got fever. My joints are stiff. I've had enough watery farting diarrhea of a green tea color to fill up Baldwin Lake.
Oh, on the
and I feel like I could throw up at any minute. But I'm going to try, but if it's 1 minute you hear me, the next minute you don't, you'll make it.
Oh, my.
End of message.
You know, I just noticed something about that I never really thought of before.
What?
How you go through all that, and then all of a sudden he's throwing, and I feel like I could throw up at any second.
You're right. I think you need to tag that.
I don't know why you threw Bachman Lake under the bus.
Yeah, what's wrong with Bachman
Sorry.
Lake?
Nothing, but
Sorry,
it's just a
man.
It's a lake, yet it's a small body. He probably couldn't fill up Grapevine.
Right.
But Bachman, yeah, I can fill that baby up.
Spears will have 5 bridesmaids.
Brittany.
Oh, God. And 5 groomsmen. And this is what her speech will be to the onlookers at the rehearsal dinner.
Brittany, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Weird. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strawberry. Yeah, it was a weird.
Oh, Brittany.
There goes the small drip to Bachman Lake.
She must have busted into the meatballs a little early.
Nicole Kidman says that no one is asking her out. She says, I'm hoping to meet someone and be happy with them, but that's not as easy as it sounds. I'm a 37-year-old woman with 2 children.
That's good.
Men useless. Are, totally useless.
I hate that.
Men aren't beating a path to my door.
She's useless.
I don't want to sound like a woman from a Lonely Hearts Club, and I don't want to advertise, but it's hard to get a date. Her. Would you ask her out?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, I'm too intimidated.
Right, well, that's probably how everybody feels. She has to ask you out. She's too good for you.
Not me.
You don't find her attractive, do you?
No. I'm perfect.
Why don't you find... You don't think she's attractive?
Yeah. She's skinny.
Why do you like fat people so
she's
much?
A little, why do you hate them so much?
She's a little light on the jug issue.
She ain't bad up there. She's not bad.
Yeah, she is.
By
bigger
the way,
than you think.
Did Gwyneth Paltrow get a boob job?
She's lactating, probably.
Oh.
She's got a cat.
That's just to feed Apple.
Big jugs are full of milk.
She's painting the ceiling.
What?
We've all been there.
What do you mean? So tell me about that erotic treat that is lactation, Mike.
Tell you about it?
Tell us what you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
What was I saying earlier?
Well, you know.
I don't recall this coming up in conversation today.
How fun lactation is.
Yes. And how you like to sample the goods.
No, I don't enjoy the goods at all.
And how you said you really like it with Hershey's Quick.
No, I don't think I said any such thing.
Hmm. That's weird.
And it really makes your Cap'n Crunch go down easy. There's a new book coming out called Hotel Babylon, which is being written by an anonymous hotelier. And here's some of the things you can find.
Did you know hoteliers are starting to get good-looking girls now?
What is a hotelier? Someone who owns a hotel or someone who runs a hotel?
I guess.
Someone guys who works at a hotel?
No, guys who own hotels.
It's the same thing as a restaurateur.
Okay, well, why wouldn't a hotelier get a good-looking girl?
But I mean, like, famous girls. Famous girls are starting to go for hoteliers now.
Like who? Ruth Buzzy?
You sure you're not getting this mixed up with the 80s TV show Hotel?
No. Julia Roberts. Isn't her boyfriend these days a hotelier?
Well, she has duck mouth.
Well, yeah, I know, but she's still a yoink. A yoink.
Universally acclaimed.
Acknowledged.
Nice piece.
Yes.
Well, anyway, in Hotel Babylon, you can find this. These little nuggets. Michael Jackson once ordered 48 bottles of Evian to bathe in. He also brought in his own chef who made him kitty food, such as fish sticks. Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee broke into the hotel gym and had sex on an exercise bike, and the whole thing was caught on security camera.
Jim.
I'm interested in that book.
Why has that not hit the internet?
I don't know.
That sounds interesting to me. Hotels intrigue me.
Why?
I'd like to own one. I don't know. They just do. Always have. I'd like to own one.
Get one.
You ought to go, when we go down to Houston for the All-Star game, go by the Curry Haven.
Because people do drugs there. People die there. People get killed there.
Well, that's true.
It's the place that people go to engage in debauchery and die.
If you are a big fan of CourtneyLove.com, you're a fan no longer, because Courtney can no longer fund the site. Her server's been suspended. She needs $5,000 to get it back online.
And so she can't come up with $5,000.
She's broke, man.
Don't man him.
What am I supposed to call
it? I don't understand how she can be possibly broke.
Well,
I mean, she's an heir to that Nirvana fortune.
Tell me if you think this is an attractive picture of her.
No, I've never thought she was attractive.
Let me see.
When she was at her best.
Something's gone really wrong with her, Michael. I'm going to have to go back on my claim of hot.
It's not terrible.
Oh, my God. Would you stop doing that?
What? Those are all drops.
No, they're not. You're 200 doing moon.
I guarantee you she's
doing what?
Moon. To high holy hell. She smells like wet leather.
And also in Hollywood. No, we got to go. Danny get mad if I do another story.
He doesn't run this show. If you want to do another story,
No, I want to stay in Danny's good graces.
Why?
I just
better worry a little bit more about our good
graces. No, I worry about
him.
Danny. Danny's a solid.
Take care, Snake.
Where's your wet?
All right, Ranger Talk coming up next.